Where you eat? How about where you eating next? That's no small question. Not in New Orleans, where new restaurants keep coming and our connection to old favorites endure. In my job chasing the New Orleans restaurant scene, I try to keep up with it all. So today, I'm offering a quick roundup of what's been on my mind and in my notebook. Start with Bao & Noodle, a Chinese restaurant newly relocated to St. Claude Avenue for hand-pulled bang bang noodles and pan-fried pork buns. Nearby, there's Tasty Treat, a new restaurant on North Claiborne Avenue for rambunctiously creative takes on Creole comfort food, like seared catfish, grilled shrimp, and broccoli under crawfish cheese sauce, all on one plate. We move upscale and into deeper waters for GW Finn's, a longtime French Quarter seafood house where a whole fish approach and some dockside sourcing brings a fuller picture of Gulf bounty to the table. For a Brazilian breakfast, I've been down in Araby at Catucci's for breakfast biscuits made on yuca flour cheese bread and gigantic acai smoothies. In the CBD, a new location for local congregation coffee roasters brings fresh meals or, for those times when the order of the day is something quick, grab-and-go sandwiches and exquisite pastry. We go old school at Gabrielle, the pre-Katrina restaurant reincarnated on Orleans Avenue that's found some creative ways to change things up, like an October menu themed around the touring Broadway show Wicked. And finally, in Old Mandeville, Hambone is a storybook cute cottage that's now a modern, family-friendly restaurant for gorgeously composed contemporary food, mason jars of wine, and outdoor tables where, this time of year, you can feel fall on the breeze. The seasons are changing, and our cravings will soon shift too, so stay tuned for my next round of these rapid-fire recommendations. To see my full read on all these spots, go to NOLA.com. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's